Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Shannon Canalupo, clinical psychology doctoral student. Have you ever looked at the label for alcohol content when deciding which alcoholic drink to take? Or calories? Oh, FDA doesn't require calories on alcohol labels, but alcohol can add significant weight gain. United Kingdom researchers studied how labeling of wine and beer impacted how much an individual consumed. They hypothesized that the lower the alcohol content on the beverage label, the more the user would consume. They split 264 weekly wine and beer drinkers into three groups for the purpose of wine or beer taste testing. They gave group one alcohol with a verbal description of super low, the lowest alcohol percentage, 4% alcohol by volume for wine, or 1% for beer. Group two with a verbal description of low, 8%, 3%, and group 3 regular alcohol, but no labeled alcohol percentage. Results? The super low group consumed more in total volume of the beverage than regular alcohol group, but neither of these groups differed from the low labeled group. Thus, labels of super low led to greater consumption of alcohol. So, next time you wisely choose the lowest alcoholic content, remember your human inclination and not allow yourself to drink even more. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Shannon Canalupo.